Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 8th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, top Democrats are urging Democratic Senate nominee Graham Platner to withdraw after new sexual assault allegations surfaced. In interviews published by Politico, a former partner accused Platner of sexual assault, while another woman later alleged non-consensual sexual conduct. Platner has denied all allegations, calling them false and politically motivated, but says he is considering the best path forward. Senate Democratic leaders, including Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and others, have called on him to step aside, and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee says it will not support his campaign if he remains on the ballot. With a July 13th deadline approaching to replace the nominee, Democrats now face a crucial decision ahead of November's election. Another news, Utah prosecutors presented surveillance video they say shows murder suspect Tyler Robinson lying in a sniper position on a university rooftop moments before Charlie Kirk was fatally shot in September 2025. Investigators testified that the footage captures the suspect standing and leaving the roof immediately after the shot was fired. Robinson faces aggravated murder and other charges, and prosecutors intend to seek the death penalty. Additional testimony placed Robinson around the Utah Valley University campus several times on the day of the attack. The week-long preliminary hearing will determine whether enough evidence exists for the case to proceed to trial. Around the world, the U.S. launched strikes on more than 80 Iranian targets after attacks on three commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command said it targeted Revolutionary Guard boats, missile launch sites, and command centers, calling the operation a response to attacks on international shipping. Iran has not claimed responsibility for the tanker incidents, but condemned the strikes as a violation of last month's U.S.-Iran memorandum. Hours later, Iran's Revolutionary Guard announced retaliatory missile and drone attacks on U.S. military sites in Bahrain and Kuwait. The latest exchange raises fresh concerns about regional stability and the security of one of the world's most important shipping routes. Another news. Leaders gathered in Ankara hoping to reinforce U.S. commitment to the alliance after Trump revived criticism over defense spending, the Iran conflict, and Greenland. Before the summit, NATO members unveiled more than $50 billion in new defense agreements aimed at demonstrating Europe's increased military investment. Trump questioned whether allies had adequately supported the United States during the recent Iran conflict and suggested further reductions in U.S. troop deployments across Europe remain possible. NATO officials are expected to approve a declaration reaffirming the alliance's collective defense commitment, while European leaders work to keep transatlantic unity intact amid growing geopolitical tensions. Another news. At least 17 people have been killed and more than 130,000 evacuated after powerful storms, flooding, and landslides swept across several provinces. Southern Guangxi has been hit hardest, where overflowing rivers and a burst reservoir forced thousands from their homes. Authorities say 11 people remain missing, while central Hubei reported 11 deaths from thunderstorms and powerful winds that damaged thousands of homes. In Gansu province, rescuers continue searching for survivors after a deadly landslide. President Xi Jinping has ordered emergency teams to spare no effort in rescue operations, as officials warn that continued heavy rainfall will keep flood risks dangerously high in the coming days. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.